Jerry is our newest member. He had joined the church. This was it in January?
Yeah.
October.
That's close. Jerry, I'm going to ask you some questions, and we just want to know a little bit more about you. We don't know anything about you. What's your last name?
Trice.
Say that again.
Trice.
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 Better. T-R-E-I-S.
So we want to get to know a little bit about you. I'm going to ask you some questions, and if there's some questions that you don't want to answer, that's okay too. We'll just skip over it. What? I don't know. But, you know, I asked some of the standard questions to start with, and I want to personalize it a little bit. Where were you born, Jerry?
Fort Worth,
Texas. Did you grow up there?
For 9 years.
Yeah. After 9 years, where did you go?
North Dakota.
How long were you there?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
When you were in North Dakota, you were early, young?
Nine to 14.
Yeah. Do you have any brothers and sisters? No. Brothers or sisters?
No.
You're an only child?
Only child. Mm-hmm.
What did your mom and dad do?
Dad was a truck driver. My mom was a head cook, and then she was a nurse's aide.
Nurse's aide. So she worked at a hospital or?
Yeah, state school.
Okay, state school. When you were growing up, so you went to part of your grade school here in Fort Worth, and then started going to school in North Dakota.
Second grade in Fort Worth, third grade in North Dakota.
Okay. So when you were, you went to junior high and high school in North Dakota, what's it like growing up in North Dakota? What's the best thing about North Dakota? Wow.
It's not as hot.
It's not as hot.
That's a good thing.
That's a start. That's a start. So what did you do in North Dakota when you were growing up? What was it like to be a child growing up in North Dakota? What did you do?
Snow forts and pretty much it.
Was it snowing 8 months out of the year?
Not 8 months, but it was freezing 8 months out of the year.
Really?
Freezing.
So your dad was a truck driver?
Yes.
Did you and your family go to church when you were young?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of church did y'all attend?
The Adventist?
Adventist. Seventh-day Adventist. Yes. So when you were growing up, your religion is a lot different than it is now.
Yes.
Okay. When you were out of high school, did you go to college or
no?
What did you do when you got out of high school?
Just went straight to work.
You weren't in the military?
No.
Have you ever been married?
Once.
Married once? Do you have any children?
No.
No children. Okay. So when you were in, were you in North Dakota when you were married?
No.
Y'all had moved back. What made you move back down to Fort Worth?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother?
Yes.
Got sick?
No, it was just on my dad's side. And there was no really family members that were close.
In North Dakota?
No, here. He's here.
So you came back here to just be closer to your grandma?
Yes, because I have an aunt who lives in Florida and an aunt who lives in New Mexico.
Okay. So you came back here. What kind of jobs have you had?
I'm a painter.
You're a painter?
Painter.
So now you have an interesting job. Tell us where you work now.
I work at Camp Abazel as a carpenter.
Camp what?
Camp Abazel.
Hobbsdale.
Yes.
That's the, like the name in the, on Baylor Hospital, got to have himself building.
Yeah. Is that the same? No. Is it different?
Probably different family. It's the family, well, originally the Singleton family owned the property, and the Singleton family were all through Texas Wars. They donated the land to the Salvation Army. The Hobbsdale family donated the money to start the actual camp.
So what kind of camp is it? Is it a camp for underprivileged kids? Is it
for that, and then it's also for churches for the retreat, like, you know, have retreats and stuff, Bible studies. Mm-hmm. They have them there. They have businesses come through there for their conferences. They got conference, big conference rooms set up for businesses that's just for that. And they have summer camp for low-income kids all over the state, from all ways from the southern part of Texas all the way up to the northern part.
So that's a full-time thing for you then?
Yes. In the summer, from June to August, we have summer camp, and it's nothing but kids that come in there about 200 to 300, and the max is like 600.
Okay. So do you live on the campus, or do you have...
Where do you... I live on Ferris.
Okay. Okay, so you... But you work Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. And so what if there's not anything to build on the campus? What do you do
repairs.
Then?
We're not building, we're just general maintenance. The okay. Campus.
So you do all the maintenance?
Yes, we do all the
How many of you are doing that?
There's six of us, right?
Six.
We're now up to six.
Yeah. Okay. So when you moved back here from North Dakota, moved back here to Fort Worth.
Moved from Minnesota. Back here. No.
We moved to North Dakota. Wait a minute. You went from North Dakota to Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota to Texas.
Okay. And how long did you stay in Minnesota?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. So, when you, are your parents still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Did they live in Fort Worth?
Yes. My mom was born in Fort Worth. My dad was born in Minnesota.
Okay. Are they still Seventh-day Adventists?
No, they're stuck. I don't know what to say about that.
So, I remember when you came up and joined the church, I asked you if you had accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Do you remember the time that you did that?
Yes.
How old were you when you did that? Were you a grown or...
Fifteen, sixteen.
Okay. So you were still going to the Adventist church, but you had accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Okay. When you came back down here, are your parents involved? You say your parents aren't involved in the church here now. You met Mary?
Yes.
And one thing about the Terrell family, if you're going to be in the Terrell family, you have to be part of this ministry. This is an important part to them. And I am so glad. I remember when Mary moved down here, she was in Nevada. And she, Las Vegas. And so she moved down here. One of the rules that they made Mary do is if you're going to come, you're going to live with us, you're going to go to church with us on Sunday. Did they say that to you?
No.
They didn't say that to you. They didn't say, if you're going to date my daughter, you're going to come to church. They didn't say that to you. Well, I am certainly glad they did. I am certainly glad that you became part of their family. I know you and Mary have been dating for a while, and I appreciate the fact that you've been very faithful in coming to church. You even joined the church, and I appreciate that. Did you have something you wanted to say?
I saw that tone of look you looked at me. That tone of look.
That tone of look.
Which one?
Yeah, look at that look right there. That stunned and confused look.
Yeah, you've seen that before, haven't you? I want to tell you how I am so happy that you are part of this ministry, Jerry. I'm just so excited that, like I said, you're so faithful in coming. And we need young men like you that are wanting to come and do whatever. You help on the bus. One of the things, the questions I was going to ask you on this sheet is, what is it that you think God has called you to do in this ministry? What do you think is your role in this ministry?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, God has a plan for you. He doesn't call you to do nothing, okay? He has a calling for all of us. And he has a calling for you too. And he has a plan for you. You may not know it yet, but I appreciate the work that you do and helping on the bus ministry and helping with the bus. And I'm excited about what the future holds for you. I just want you to remember that God does have a plan for you. You have to be able to seek him. I mean, God doesn't force himself on anybody. But you have to seek after him, and he has something for you, Jerry. I'm going to pray you find that thing that God has for you. And when you do, that's going to make you a complete person, Jerry. That's going to fill whatever emptiness you have inside of you. That's what fills being the person that God created you to be. I'm going to pray with you, and then anybody have any questions they wanted to ask Jerry? What? How old? You want to tell him how old you are?
34.
He's 34. Much too young for you. Ages, yeah. I know, Kevin. I'm going to pray with you, Jerry, and then I'm going to get up and bring a message. But I'm just so thankful that you're here. We want to get your picture after church, and we're going to hang you on our... We're going to hang the picture, not you. We're going to hang the picture on the ring of honor, okay? So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we're so thankful that you have called us. You have a purpose. You have a plan for each and every one of us. And Father, we go from different things to different things, and we just keep seeking after you and seeking after you. But Father, you have something for us, and may we find that thing. Father, I pray that for Jerry, that he will find that thing, that ministry that he has, because you have a ministry for all of us, Father. I just pray that you will keep encouraging Jerry. May we as a ministry here, as a pastor, and as church members, that we can encourage Jerry to keep searching and keep doing good things. That's my cry every Sunday. I encourage people to do good things. And Father, I pray that for Jerry today, that he will find that thing and he will just keep doing good things for people, Father. Not because he's so good, but because you're so good. And you have a plan for all of us. Father, thank you for Jerry and this family that's such a big part of this ministry. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jerry.
I'm just glad to hear him talk.
Yeah. It's hard to hear. It's hard to get Jerry to talk.